This is a course in miracles. It's a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum about what you want to teach. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. The course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. Listen, it does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear. But what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Here's this course. We can sum it up very simply in this way. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. With me this morning. Can I join you? Here's the new bird. I got my text of A Course in Miracles. Listen. In the meadow, we will build a snowman. We'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. I'm gonna take off my sweater. He'll say, "Are you married?" We'll say, "No, man. You can do the job when you're in town." Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. This is a very special.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane,
snow
is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
You with me now?
Walking in a winter wonderland.
There's a series that I promised to do for Jesus in our Course in Miracles that has to do with the reminiscence of his rebirth in a particular time and place. See, are you with me? In the idea that he was born into this association. And we come together and sing in joyous recognition that it's true. And I came back here yesterday. We hope you'll come and join us here. We're having a special time here. It's going to lead us up to a very joyous Christmas by our Course in Miracles. For those of you who just completed a program, they call me the master teacher, and I'm obviously teaching the idea that Jesus is with us, isn't he? Huh? It's a nice lyric. See, what's going to occur here, and you'll be able to enjoy it with me, okay, our ideas, that for the next about 52 minutes now, I'm going to ask you to share with me in our text of A Course in Miracles, the notation of the possibility that the description that I will give you about what we intend to do is going to give you a direction that in your celebration, many of you have dates in which you celebrate the idea that Jesus is going to be born. We're going to show you an interlude, okay, of the possibility of an instant recognition. Can you see this with me? That is actually going on continuously, okay, in what we intend to do in the idea of the celebration of Christmas time. I understand that many of you have notations in your mind that somehow the idea of exchanging gifts at Christmas time, going out and buying presents, and the idea of sharing in the notation of the birth of our Savior Jesus will include a celebration of virtually anything that you wanted to. All I want to assure you of, and I'm speaking now as a teacher of A Course in Miracles, that virtually many, many now have begun to come together here within this next 30-day series, and we're going to actually celebrate the idea. Listen. Now, thank you. Listen, chapter 15 of the text of Our Course in Miracles, about a holy instant. Can you imagine what it means to have no cares and no worries and no anxiety, but merely to be perfectly calm and quiet all the time? These are the two uses of time, aren't they? That's what time is for, to learn just that and nothing more. God's teacher cannot be satisfied with his teaching until it constitutes all your learning. He has not fulfilled his teaching function until you have become such a consistent learner that you learn only of him. When this has happened, you will no longer need a teacher or time in which to learn. Listen with me. One source of perceived discouragement from which you may suffer is your belief that this is going to take time, and as a result of the Holy Spirit's teaching are far in the future. This is not so. For the Holy Spirit uses time in his own way and is not bound by it. And all the waste that time seems to bring with it is due but to your identification with your self-identity, which we call the ego, which uses time to support its belief in destruction. The ego, like the Holy Spirit, uses time to convince you of the inevitability of the goal and end of teaching. That's why to your self-identity, the goal is death, which is its end. But to the Holy Spirit, the goal is life, which has no ending. Was that fine? That was the beginning of the reading of the idea of the memories that many of us have with the notation that what I'm trying to do, based on my practice of the illumination of my mind in regard to when I walked in here just a few minutes ago, I brought with me an anticipation of Christmas time. I brought with me an anticipation that what I could offer you in the idea that we were going to celebrate Christmas together would be the idea that the littleness that we had previously used in order to identify ourselves in the actual action of giving was contained all of the universe. there isn't anything that I'm going to do. If you'll trust me in giving here to you, which I'm going to do in celebration of the birth of our Christ, that will not be evident to you. Here, a little more from chapter 15 about the littleness that you let yourself be in your body form and the magnitude that can be yours in the idea of the brightness of the star that's going to be shining for you in the birth of Christ. Listen with me. Be not content with littleness, but be sure you understand what littleness is and why you could never be content with it. Littleness is the offering you give yourself. You offer this in place of magnitude, and you accept it. Everything in this world is little because it's a world made out of littleness, in the strange belief that littleness can content you. When you strive for anything in this world, in the belief that it will bring you peace, you are belittling yourself and blinding yourself to glory. Because littleness and glory are the choices open to your striving and your vigilance. You will always choose one at the expense of the other. You see that? Yet what you do not realize each time you choose is that your choice is your evaluation of yourself. Choose littleness and you will not have peace, for you will have judged yourself unworthy. And whatever you offer as a substitute is much too poor a gift to satisfy you. Can you see that with me? I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card that I write. And I've saved up a memory of how you and I are going to enjoy the idea of the giving that we're going to perform in this. Dreaming of a white Christmas with you. Tonight, when you begin to plan for the coming here, perhaps, we hope, to share with us a change in your mind in the simple message that the act of giving is actually what the celebration of Christmas is, isn't it? It's a notation that he was born on this day, and I'm going to read you a little bit about it, but listen with me just for a minute, okay? The idea that you and I are going to come together at a particular time and celebrate notations of what we intend to do are the action of my mind in my willingness initially to share with you in the gratification for the peace and happiness that you have given me in the notation that in chapter 15 of our Course in Miracles, we're going to be able to share together this Christmas season. We're going to share together this Christmas season so that we come together with a simple admission that as we give together to the certainty of who we are, escaping the littleness that previously manifested us, we're out into the universe, and that's where we'll be. Now, I'll read a little more for you, and you can hear how happy you can be with this idea. Okay, let's listen to just a little more about the celebration of the birth of our Savior Jesus. Listen. The Holy Spirit can hold your magnitude clean of all littleness, clearly and in perfect safety in your mind, untouched by every little gift the world of littleness could offer you. But for this, you cannot side against Him in what He wills for you. To side for God through Him, for littleness and the belief that you would be content with littleness are decisions you make about yourself. The power and the glory that lie in you from God are for all who, like you, perceive themselves as little and believe that littleness can be blown up into a sense of magnitude that can content them. Neither give littleness nor accept it, because all honor is due the host of God, and your littleness deceives you, but your magnitude is of Him who dwells in you and in whom you dwell. Touch no one then with littleness in the name of Christ. What I'm going to do now is offer you an idea of why we've come together here to celebrate the idea of the birth, and I mean the physical birth, of a body formulation that can show us the inevitability of how beautiful we look together here in this season. You listen with me? Huh? You get it? In other words, you've decided to give a present to someone who you've been dreaming about, perhaps in a dream sequence, a relative, a friend, somebody that you know real well. What I'm trying to show you within the mindfulness of you is the act of giving in the celebration of Christmas is really where the magnitude of that moment in which we loved each other. Mm-hmm. We three kings in the magnitude of the idea of Jesus. Let's listen. Listen to how lovely this is. Mm-hmm. Star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guides us to thy perfect light. Now, is it possible for you to share the idea of that song with me? Sure. Yeah. Let's look at it for a moment. We're coming together to... Hey, listen. I'm planning to give you a very special present, because it came upon a midnight clear. The glorious story of old. Of angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts. On the earth from heaven, the text of A Course in Miracles, from out of this framework of time, in the narration by our Savior Jesus, are telling us about this. Okay? Let's listen to just a little more of what we intend to say to you. At this time, which celebrates the birth of holiness into this world, join with me, who decided for holiness for you. It is our task together to restore the awareness of magnitude to the host whom God appointed for Himself. It is beyond all your littleness to give the gift of God, but not beyond you, for God would give Himself through you. Listen, in the rebirth of Jesus, He reaches from you to everyone and beyond everyone to His Son's creations. but without leaving you. Far beyond your little world, but still in you, he extends forever. Yet he brings all his extensions to you as host to himself. Is it a sacrifice to leave littleness behind and wander not in vain? It is not sacrifice to awake to glory, but it is a sacrifice to accept anything less than glory. Learn that you must be worthy of the Prince of Peace, born in you, in honor of him whose host you are. You know not what love means because you have sought to purchase it with little gifts, thus valuing it too little to understand its magnitude. Love is not little, and love dwells in you, for you are host to him. Before the greatness that lives in you, your poor appreciation of yourself and all the little offerings you give slip into nothing. Listen with me, Christmas one, holy child of God, when will you learn that only holiness can content you and give you peace? Remember that you learn not for yourself alone, no more than I did. It is because I learned for you that you can learn of me. I would but teach you what is yours, so that together we can replace the shabby littleness that binds the host of God to guilt and weakness with the glad awareness of the glory that is in you. My birth in you is your awakening to grandeur. Welcome me not into a manger, but into the altar to holiness, where holiness abides in perfect peace. You are of your Father, and I of you. Let us join in honoring you, who must remain forever beyond the littleness of you. I'm going to be with you just for a minute now. Talk about how happy you're going to be with the idea that you've come to the right place at the right time. It's going to have to do with the notation that while you have set a date for it, the availability at any time in the celebration of your rebirth are simply because he has been reborn. And you have shared in the idea that as this human species, there came into you a moment of glory in which you suddenly knew that you didn't belong in this sequence of time. You stay with me with this? Now, the anticipation, just in this little bit we're going to read you now, are one of the reasons why you decided to come here and to practice with us the idea that you are going to change your mind about the manner in which you've been thinking. Okay, listen with me just a little bit more, okay, before the break. Listen. Decide with me, who has decided to abide with you. I will, as my Father wills, knowing his will is constant and at peace forever with itself. You will be content with nothing but his will, except no less remembering that everything I learned is yours. What my Father loves, I love as he does, and I can no more accept it as what it is not than he can, and no more can you. When you have learned to accept what you are, you will make no more gifts to offer to yourself, for you will know that you are complete, in need of nothing, and unable to accept anything for yourself, but you will gladly give everything you receive. Listen with me, the host of God needs not seek to find anything. If you are wholly willing to leave salvation to the plan of God and unwilling to attempt to grasp for peace yourself, salvation will be given you. Yet think not that you can substitute your plan for his. Rather, join with me, this is with Jesus, in his, that we may release all those who would be bound, proclaiming together that the Son of God is host to him. And thus will we let no one forget what you would remember. And thus will you remember it. One more sentence. Call forth in everyone only the remembrance of God and of the heaven that he is. For where you would have your brother be, there will you think that you are. I'm going to leave you in a moment. What you just heard me say to you is of vital importance. Where you think you are, which I teach for men, is where heaven is. You have an idea that you can associate somewhere in hell or in dark frame of reference and not find the peace of God. All I assure you is, in the idea of space and time, that all of this has actually been accomplished in the rebirth of Jesus, who underwent what you call a crucifixion, which you're actually in the progress of now, followed by a resurrection with a remembrance that he has been born. That he has been born in you. In fact, he's standing right next to you now. He's standing right next to the brother, the one who has questioned in his own mind the same answer, say, that I found in my mind. I'm a teacher of the necessity for a miracle, of the conversion, of the manner in which I'm addressing myself now, using the idea of a bright light that came to me at Christmas time on that fateful night when he was reborn in a manger. And the greatest story ever told is going to be told to you now in that presence that I enjoy so much presenting to you. And suddenly the one who was a stranger next to you is recognized perfectly well as being a part of your own mind as you journey beyond the space-time out into the universe with me. Listen with me. Listen with me. Beyond your immediate learning, if you will simply accept the idea that the time will be here and will be now. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a saying from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and each one to be taxed, everyone unto his own home. The same idea is being given you now, all right, about Joseph and Mary came up out of Jerusalem under the city of David to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the time was born that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same field shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there were with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. When the angels had gone away from them, even unto heaven, the shepherd said to another, "Let us go and see what has been told to us in this great story about the birth of Jesus." And they came with haste and found Joseph and Mary and the babe lying in a manger. And they fell and they worshiped him as part of the story of which we have become a part. Yeah. The gathering that makes me so appreciative as a teacher of a follower of the resurrection of my Savior Jesus. Are simply recognition that in this time and in this place, I recognize you. And at that moment, you and I shared together the idea Christmas. I have a particular present that I want to present to you in our text of A Course in Miracles that has to do actually with only one idea. We intend to celebrate together the possibility that there was an occurrence within space and time. Okay. And this includes the whole idea, remember the pictures now that you're going to see about the unseen universe, that as the darkness that has been persistent in what you are seeing gives birth within your individual mind to an idea that suddenly around you will be other figures who are celebrating with you the idea of the possibility that the time in which this event will be reenacted, okay, is actually here and now. And what we're going to read together now in chapter 15 will be simply indications that you spend a great deal of time when you came here with me today in bringing your old self with you. And what I want you to see is that the self that you brought with you, and for many of you, this goes back 2,000 years now, an idea of the possibility of a rebirth became part of your story within the magnitude of the brightness that a star actually did occur. Is this different than Homo sapien, a human being who since the beginning of time has looked out into the stars in heaven and has learned that in the mind training of the Course through the resurrection of Jesus, he may begin to have experiences of revision of himself that increase the magnitude of the brightness that he heretofore caused him so much pain and loneliness. The idea that he could be killed in death. We've come together for this three-day interlude in the text of A Course in Miracles, especially to perform together acts of giving, acts of coming together in appreciation of the love that I'm feeling for you. And the idea that we have come from outside of this frame into a new element of reality, based very simply on a brighter perspective of what you want to see. It was very nice. Am I seeing with you the idea of this? Did I read to you the idea of the story of Luke in the New Testament? Is it a story about Jesus that you can share together now? Certainly. There's going to be a little interlude with the kids coming up here at part of the afternoon, where so many of us celebrated coming together with the wise men and the shepherd. And we felt so much the whole idea of anticipating the joy of the birth of our Savior Jesus at Christmas time that we planned now, as we're doing right now in this 3 days. And we're going to enjoy the children in the idea that they're going to be singing to us a little song about the possibility that it will be for you to enjoy with us through the innocence of their mind, all right? That if you let them appreciate the rebirth that you can experience within your own mind, the amount of time that it took you in this little 2,000-year episode, considering the universe of billions of stars and planets only lasted for that incident, okay? In which apparently the death or crucifixion occurred, and you were reborn, and you were reborn. Listen with me, will you? A little more. In our text that you now are excitingly looking at as a prospect of the shortening of the distance of the time that you intend to stay here, and operating on a procedure that you can in fact leave. Listen to me. Will you listen? Here come the kids. And they're coming and they love them so. Remember, we used to come down in the morning and watch them excitingly come to open their presents and came to do the things, and we shared together the whole idea of how very simple it was for us to understand. What does Jesus say? We come as little children. We finally come with the innocence of the certainty that we are born and we live within a frequency of light, and we escape the bondage of the idea that we were bodies, right, in the resurrection of the rebirth of Jesus that is occurring here and now. Listen with me. I want to say something to you. If I don't get a chance, many now, you finally are beginning to accept the very fundamental message of the necessity for the training through Jesus of our Course in Miracles. It has no ambivalence in it at all. There's nothing in it about pain and death and loneliness. What it simply does, if you want to believe it, right, it's time for you to be reborn. All it can really say is within the genetic arrangement of the idea of space and time, want to use me. I'm called a master teacher, a disciple of a follower of Jesus who shares with him, and we'll read you just a little bit of it here in a minute, the idea that in the discipleship, we are reborn each moment. Okay? Let's look together. Listen. You have so little faith in yourself because you are unwilling to accept the fact that perfect love is in you. And so you seek without for what you cannot find without. I offer you my perfect faith in you in place of all your doubts. But forget not that my faith must be as perfect in all your brothers as it is in you, or it would be a limited gift to you, wouldn't it? In the holy instant We share our faith in God's Son because we recognize together that He is wholly worthy of it. And in our appreciation of His worth, we cannot doubt His holiness, and so we love Him. Look, all separation vanishes as holiness is shared, for holiness is power, and by sharing it, it gains in strength. If you seek for satisfaction in gratifying your needs as you perceive them, you must believe that strength comes from another, and what you gain, he will lose. Someone must always lose if you perceive yourself as weak. Yet there is another interpretation of relationships that transcends the concept of loss of power completely. Look, you do not find it difficult to believe that when another calls on God for love, your call remains as strong. Nor do you think that when God answers him, your hope of answer is diminished. On the contrary, you are more inclined to regard his success as witness to the possibility of yours. That is because you recognize, however dimly, that God is an idea. One more time, God is an idea, and so your faith in him is strengthened by sharing it. What you find difficult to accept is the fact that, like your father, you are an idea, and like him, you can give yourself completely and wholly without loss and only with gain. And herein lies the acceptance of the entirety of the relationship you have with yourself. It is through us that peace will come to you. Join me in the idea of peace, for in ideas, minds can communicate. If you would give yourself as your father gives his self, you will learn to understand selfhood. And therein is love's meaning understood. But remember that understanding is of the mind and only of the mind, and that knowledge is therefore of the mind, and its conditions are in the mind with it. If you were not an idea and nothing but an idea, you could not be in full communication with all that ever was. Yet as long as you prefer to be something else, or would attempt to be nothing else and something else together, you will not remember the language of communication which you know perfectly well. And the reason you know it perfectly well is that you accepted within the idea of any one single whole perfect mind and idea that it would be possible in the conflict that you felt here at this Christmas episode. Although all of the gratefulness of giving and accepting are a part of your mind, the basic idea that your power comes from out in the universe, while it is acceptable to you, has not been totally conveyable to you, and that's why you need the testimony of our Savior Jesus in regard to he learned the lesson for you. Now, when did he learn it? Well, according to Scripture, he learned it 2,000 years ago. Yet as long as you continue to practice the idea of the possibility that there could be anything but perfect love, you will operate under that procedure. What's happening now here, right here in this 3-day interlude, is you have decided to begin to train your mind that regardless of what ideas that you hold about yourself, you listen, deep within you, there's an idea that you came here, you were here, and you left. And when you look out at the stars tonight, and we're going to be together here now for this, this is Saturday now, we're going to be together. Look at it with just the possibility that there's an idea that could not be in you, because obviously you're searching for something. You don't know what it is, you don't know why you're here, you don't know how you got here. Yet the answer must lie somewhere within a frame of reference that will show you that the idea is going to be available to you if you let it in what we're attempting to teach you. Here, in the message of Jesus that says very simply, when I recognized it in my procedure of the reflection of light that I previously used to identify you as separate from me, I saw in that instant that we shared the singularity of the Saviorship of who we call Jesus. And who you call him doesn't obviously concern me. The reason we use the message of Jesus, shall I tell you why? Is because the idea of the message of Jesus is very simply that regardless of how I may feel about myself conceptually, I'm going to have to forgive you. I'm going to have to remember that the enemy, the guy that when I went through my experience of a death episode, the enemy that I had to practice looking at again was a change in my mind about the power of my mind to decide that I could escape on this Christmas celebration in the gifts that we intend to share when we come in here, that we can in fact leave this place of pain and death. Listen with me a little more about the magnitude, say to me, idea.
Idea.
Oh, all I offered you in this interlude, and those of you who are looking at it for the first time, you may recognize that the procedures that I'm offering you are very old, and that you've always known this, and this would be true no matter what you call yourself. What do I care? You have an idea that there's another time and place that is possible for you, yet when you find it, it seems to constantly escape you in the idea of the necessity for your rebirth. And that's why we're celebrating the time when the angels said to you, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And listen to me, I got a great idea. Listen. In the holy instant, God is remembered, and the language of communication with all your brothers is remembered with him. For communication is remembered together, as is truth. And there is no exclusion in the holy instant. Why? The past is gone, and with it goes the whole basis of exclusion. Without its source, exclusion vanishes, and this permits your source and that of all your brothers to replace it in your awareness. God and the power of God will take their rightful place in you, and you will experience the full communication of ideas. Yes, through your ability to do this, you will learn what you must be, for you will begin to understand what your Creator is and what his creation is along with him. Back with you just for a moment, okay? In the idea that what I'm going to read you now is directly from the source of an idea that's now in your mind and has been there for a very long time, of the possibility of the responsibility for the relationship that you're feeling. Now, I will, if we stay here, and you can read this in the New Testament if you choose to, because all Jesus really says to you when he comes into your relationship, as he has his individual experience of praying, of pain and loneliness and death, is the idea that you have overcome it. Is it an idea about our relationship at Christmas time? Sure. Are you sharing in the joy that I want you to express in my return here, in the idea that they call me a master, a teacher of A Course in Miracles, that I'm offering you my certainty that the power of your mind and of the universe is actually in each idea that I have about myself, yet it will be in my apparent relationship with you. And that's why when I saw you, when I came here, and the idea of shortening the amount of time we're doing it constantly. Many, many of you now are taking what was going to be an 8 or 10,000 year idea of time and shortening it into just a moment where the holy instant that occurs as the star is born and as we visit together, the joy and happiness of the surprise that I'm going to offer you here in about 10 minutes will be the whole idea that Jesus is going to make a personal appearance here. And yet, you say, well, that's not possible. I said, what are you talking about? Your whole idea of your body is a personal appearance of forming a relationship, obviously of forgiveness, because the reflection of light that you're seeing out there is based on your old association. So obviously, in the mind training, the reasonableness of giving up the past idea that you brought with you is an important part of it. Are you willing to give it up? Or are you going to hold on to it and decide that somehow this was 2,000 years ago, or these other people out here are all telling me things? You listen with me. This world was over a long time ago. Let's try it again. This world was over a long time ago. Can you read about it? Oh, sure. Are we going to share together the idea of the shortening of time in relationship with what you see? I hope so. There. We recognize each other? Yeah. The reason that's very close to the idea of totality of forgiveness is very simply we don't remember the past. But we do remember that joyous Christmas morning when I came down and shared with you the idea of the rebirth, all right, and we will call it Jesus Christ. Now, would you rather call it Kris Kringle? Would you rather call it Santa Claus? Would you rather call it happy ideas about yourself? I have no objection in you. You call it anything you choose. The decision you make to share in the message of the act of giving will repeat to you the certainty of a very fundamental idea which you like but refuse to accept in its entirety. Should we practice? Who are you giving to?
Myself.
Yeah. Jesus reminds you consistently and only, maybe it's time, what are you going to do? Begin to talk to me about other things here? Don't do that. You bring yourself down in this new association of time and this will be available to you. Will you listen with me now? Let's listen together. Listen. Now, listen to our communication. Relate only with what will never leave you and what you can never leave. The loneliness of God's Son is the loneliness of His Father. Refuse not the awareness of your completion and seek not to restore it to yourself. Fear not to give redemption over to your Redeemer's love. He will not fail you, for He comes from one who cannot fail. Accept your sense of failure as nothing more than a mistake in what you are, for the Holy Host of God is beyond failure, and nothing that He wills can be denied. You are forever in a relationship so holy that it calls to everyone to escape from loneliness and join in your love. And where you
chestnuts
are,
roasting,
must everyone see and find with you.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows. Ideas.
A turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
Tiny
tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep.
It's a great idea.
They know
and it's in
that
me.
Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy
to see a reindeer.
Merry Christmas.
Really know how to fly.
I want to say thank you for the privilege that I've been given as a teacher of mind training to come back into this association with you.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Really? Thank you for coming here at Christmas time with me in your dedication to continue to practice the idea of the possibility that you can shorten the idea of all your old relationships without projecting them into the future. And you can come into this. Listen.
And so I'm offering a simple phrase.
I love you guys so.
To kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways,
Merry Christmas.
Christmas to you.
I'm going to be leaving you now. I want to say particularly thank you for coming here in the evidence that you've decided to make application. Remember with me, you can never lose. Everything that you offer comes from outside of this frame in the rebirth of why we're here celebrating the idea that the bright star appeared for that moment. In a moment of complete darkness, and immediately in the universe converted it to the light that I'm sharing with you, and that I have asked you to come back into this moment with me in the certainty that the power of my mind to decide the outcome that I want out in the universe was mine to make, was mine to make. You come and talk to me? Ask me some questions about the power of your mind to decide with me that if the past is gone, there's no need that you remember it because you've lost your fear of escaping out into the universe with me. Out into the universe with me. You're beautiful. Merry Christmas.